Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
One of America's largest cultic groups teaches that all its members are destined to become gods. Some of the members of that group maintain that God himself was once a man, but progressed to godhood. They also say that we human beings will keep evolving until we reach godhood. I know all of this sounds strange, but there is no doubt about its truthfulness. In addition, many leaders within New Age paganism believe they are already gods. Shirley MacLaine, one of the New Age's most visible and vocal gurus, declared in a movie made for television, "I am God. I am that I am." Under the Old Covenant, Shirley MacLaine would have been executed for blasphemy, and she would have deserved it. But did not the Apostle Peter have in mind our divinity when he wrote of Christians being partakers of the divine nature? Before answering that question, let me give a little background on this unusual expression. The preceding section of this verse had spoken of the exceedingly great and precious promises. Then the inspired writer says that it is through these, the exceedingly great and precious promises, that we become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. While the exact expression divine nature does not appear elsewhere in Scripture, similar ideas can be found in the Bible. I shall read three of these verses. "But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." 2 Corinthians 3:18. "And we have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created him." Colossians 3:1. "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Hebrews 3:14. Whatever the meaning of these texts, we know that they do not teach the divinity or godhood of man. That, as you remember, was the sin which led to Adam and Eve's dismissal from the Garden of Eden. Satan tempted Adam and Eve by telling them, "For God knows that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Genesis 3:5. Since that time, there have always been lowly, sinful, and arrogant human beings who imagined they were gods or they would become gods. Dr. M. Scott Peck, an American psychiatrist, has fallen for Satan's lie. In his best-selling book, The Roads Less Traveled, A New Psychology of Love, Traditional Values, and Spiritual Growth, Dr. Peck foolishly affirms, "God wants us to become himself, or herself, or itself. We are growing toward godhood. God is the goal of evolution." Page 269. He later says, "To put it plainly, our unconscious is God, God within us. We were part of God all the time. God has been with us all along, is now, and always will be." Page 281. Dr. Peck claims to have been converted to Christianity, but these sentiments are far from the teachings of Christ and of the apostles. Michael Green's commentary on the second epistle of Peter and the epistle of Jude makes these appropriate remarks on the topic. Peter does not mean to say that man is absorbed in deity. That would at the same time dissolve personal identity and render impossible any personal encounter between the individual and God. But as in 1 Peter, he speaks of a real union with Jesus Christ. Page 65. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.